Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Plenty more of your phone calls, guys, about the Falcons and where we sit right now. Currently 2% chance, Carl, of making the playoffs. Saints have a 1% chance, and that's where we're heading to the Superdome. More on the Falcons and more of your passion coming up. But the good news is the Dogs put on a show, and that was an unbelievable effort. And Kirby, man, Carl, for lack of a better word, the balls. The balls, the huevos on Kirby, man.
Well, you know, obviously you're in control, but you just want to crush souls, right? You want to just crush their soul, and you take the onside kick, and you make it happen. The execution was perfect.
After you went for it on the wrong side of the 50 on fourth down.
Like twice. And you know, you did that twice, and I just felt like those are the game-changing moments that Kirby has not been afraid of. Not all coaches would do that, especially playing at home, Mike. You might have been even more conservative. No, let's go crush them. And I give a lot of credit to Kirby and his staff, but I'm going to give even more credit to this young man, Gunnar Stockton, because you talk about just perfecting the game plan and executing it to a T, 24-29. Five incompletions. Five. 229, four touchdowns. Yeah, he threw a pick, but it was inconsequential. Guys, the bottom line is this kid is playing as well as any quarterback right now around the country in college football. And, you know, whether you want to give him the respect of, hey, he should be in the Heisman conversation or whatever, I don't know if he cares, but, Mike, he is just winning, and he knows how to win. And, boy, I just thought he was incredible on Saturday night. Every time they needed to play, it was like, Gunner, and he delivered.
The only thing that you felt like, and that's why Kirby was so aggressive, is you felt like Texas stealing some of the momentum. You know, you wanted to get the points before the half, and you just couldn't. And then you had that amazing kick return, which gets you in great position to start the second half. And unfortunately, as Kirby talked about in the interview, you know, they're three and out. And then all of a sudden, you know, you force the Texas punt. He throws the pick, Texas gets the touchdown, and then you come back with your score. And then, as you said, just realizing that Texas had the momentum, cutting it to 14-10, and certain moments in a game, and the fact that their special teams coach and the players talked about it, they practiced it all week, the onside kick. They saw tendencies where there were two Texas players who were turning, Carl, and going back downfield.
And they did in this instance.
And they saw it, and they scouted it, and they moved it, and they got it done. And that's coaching. And I know that Sark's got his own special teams coach, considered one of the better ones in college ball. I thought that Arch was okay. They just can't run the football at Texas right now.
Well, offensive line has been an issue. You saw it again. It reared its ugly head. Give the Dogs defense a lot of credit. They're playing their best defense as of late. They've allowed five touchdowns in the last 10 quarters of play, five sacks, 14 tackles for loss in the last two games. That includes Texas. That means the defense is coming alive. But as far as Gunner, let's hear Kirby talk about Gunner and how he went to all these different players. He was not locked in on one guy. He went to where the open player was and delivered the football.
I don't know. We've been doing that for years. I mean, every time I come in here, they're like, oh, I covered 9, 10, 12, 8. Like, I don't look at game planning about, you know, one wide out or a bunch of wide outs. I think that's just you take what the defense gives you. You know, we haven't had a super dominant wide out, so we spread the ball around and get a lot of touches for a lot of people.
Yeah, and Mike, to your point about the special teams coach, Jeff Banks has been with Texas, I think, 6 years or so. Highly regarded. This wasn't a rookie, you know, that Kirby was taking advantage of. They just prepared for that moment, and Texas was not. And, you know, that's the thing. You have to be prepared for every moment. You have to be prepared for everything. Guys, Texas, they're penalizing themselves in the first half. Meanwhile, right. Georgia has no penalties. Zero in the first half. Yet the game was close, and you're going, how is this even possible? If it felt like Georgia should have been up 28 to whatever.
And one of the scores in the fourth. Now, granted, Georgia did get away with a pretty good holding, pretty egregious holding penalty right in front of the ref. But, you know, the breaks are going to go both ways. But Texas plays some undisciplined ball. I mean, yeah, the penalties, the mistakes. And for what it's worth, I mean, I have to rub salt in the wounds, but I thought Kirby with the quote of the year in college football, you know, a lot of these kids want to check.
We've got it. Let's play
it. Let's hear it. Let the man say it himself.
And beforehand, understand this. Nick Saban was the best at this. Kirby now is. This was as strategic as it gets when you talk about you want to be with us or you want to be with them. Listen.
Yeah, it's the approach we take. We're gonna dominate and try to win the fourth quarter. It's what we do in practice. It's what we do in the offseason. It's what we build our core culture around is being the more physical team. And you have to recruit physical players, and they have to buy into that process. I don't know that a lot of these kids nowadays, they want to check. They don't want physicality. And if you have the check and no physicality, you end up with nothing. So we're not just getting checks at our place. We're hitting people.
Love it. I absolutely love it.
I laughed my butt off when I heard it. I didn't hear it till Sunday morning when I was doing a national show, but I laughed my butt off, Mike. And the reason is because the statement there, for some who don't get it, is Texas cuts big checks. And they get a lot of the best talent because of it, because this day and age we're in. Kirby is telling you, we're not just cutting checks over here.
Put the work in.
This is going to be something else, and it may not be for you. But if it's not, just know I'm 3-0 against those guys. They have yet to beat me. That is the most strategic comment he's made, and he said it just on a whim. He didn't even – Mike, that wasn't planned. He was just like, well, let me tell you. And it happened, and everybody's like, wow, he went in on Texas. No, he knew exactly where he was going with that comment.
Right. It's a message to all of college football, and it's again, it's a mission statement. As Carl said, Saban would be crafty at doing that, and now the mantle's been picked up by Kirby. You know, just knowing that, you know, the game, okay, you're slipping a little bit. You're slipping. You're wobbling a little bit. It's 14-10. You know, realizing I got to go for it here. And again, I said it a million times this year. I'll say it again. Bobo's play calling, unbelievable. How about where they've got the entire team looking at the sweep, Carl, and he throws, I mean, hits Humphreys. There was some the play calling from Bobo this year has been so exemplary.
But you know
and
what?
Gunnar Stockton executes it.
He sold that play, Mike. Gunnar Stockton has the ball in his hand as if he's running.
Right.
You think it's a quarterback sweep.
The entire Texas defense is going that way with him.
And Gunnar's like, I got this, I got this. Ah, psych! And drops it over the top. That is the stuff we're talking about. Those intangibles where do other quarterbacks have that? Do they pull that off even in the moment where you might have practiced it and you get in a game, Mike, and then you choke? This kid's got – he's got big stones, man. And look, I have thought all year long that Georgia would be in contention. I did not think they were a national championship caliber team. They are molding themselves into one. And I don't care who – Ohio State, pick it. Indiana, A&M, I don't care who they might have to go through, Mike. They are going to be a tough out. And part of it is because of what Gunner's doing. But this defense that has been, all of a sudden now is getting so much better. And I think they're the most dangerous team right now in college football.
Everybody is stepping up. And that goes back to Schumann. A lot of guys, I was kind of lukewarm on Schumann. And I think he's done an exemplary job. You know about Cole. You know about some of the people that you expect to play. Now the younger players are stepping up. You're getting the pressure. You're handling the pressure. And in the case of, you know, this doesn't define Arch Manning. He'll be back next year, but it still goes against it's on Sark's permanent record. Another difficult loss for Sark, you know, where you just felt like, you know, watching this, that Georgia's had a better beat on the preparation, the execution, everything, and Texas had an extra week to get ready.
404-726-0929 for you to chime in. But those are the games that make and break you in the SEC, and certainly now in the college football playoff. With three losses, they should be done. There is some thought that if they beat A&M, even if they do, it shouldn't matter. I don't think they get in. Meanwhile, let's talk about Georgia Tech, Mike, because Brent Key, can we hear Coach Key on the win? You talk about escaping. It doesn't matter. They won, but it wasn't what we expected. I thought, Mike, they'd go in there, and this would be a 20-point win, and I'm not going to say it was going to be easy, but, boy, you talk about at the end. I was like, they're going to get this done. Here's Coach Key talking about the dub.
We won the game. We've got a lot of work to continue to do, but we've got to win, and happy about that.
I love Brent Key. I love the job he's doing with Tech. That defense is going to have a major problem with Georgia. That defense is not going to be able to handle what Mike Bobo and Georgia are bringing to the table. It's not there. They got a great Haynes King is a one man gang, and he did his typical Haynes King stuff. Hosley had a great day running the football, you know. And Jordan Allen had a big run as well. But this defense for Tech is going to be their undoing ultimately. And I think against Georgia, this is a one win Boston College team.
Yeah,
their one win is against Fordham. Lonergan, 362 yards, two touchdowns. Turbo Richard, the aptly named Turbo Richard, making that guy look like, you know, he's Tony Dorsett, you know, in an environment which, you know, it's one of the most uncompetitive environments in all of college football up there at this stage of the season in Chestnut Hill. But Bill O'Brien knew what he could get with his offense, and he exploited it.
Yeah, I hear you, Brent. I mean, they escaped 36-34. To Mike's point, you know, Boston College scored 13 points on SMU the week before. The week before that, you go back 2 weeks, they scored 10 points against Notre Dame. Now, Notre Dame is also peaking at the right time. But the point is, this has not been a juggernaut as far as offense is concerned.
The defense is a struggle for them.
And you just, you know, you put up 34 points and you're like, okay, what's that mean for the Dogs? We'll see, Mike. I am excited about that game. The main reason is this is what it should be. It should mean something. Every year. It should mean something. It should mean more than just Georgia's playing Georgia Tech. It's the rivalry. It should mean something when you talk about the national standings. It should mean something in the state, Mike, for the kids who are looking to maybe go to those schools. It should mean something to the fan bases. And it does because both programs are winning.
Just got to get, again, he addressed some of it in the portal, but the defense, that's if there's going to be if they can't make the playoffs, it'll be on the defense. How about the Texas A&M comeback with Marcel Reed? I tweeted it out on Saturday, Carl. It's like the Monstars. You know, took his skills. You could not have. And it wasn't like South Carolina was playing all that good. Texas A&M was so god-awful and just giving the ball back time after time. And then Elko, the day they make the big announcement about I'm going to sign the contract extension, and how all week, Carl, they said, this is not last year. This is not last year's team. And then I feel so bad for Shane Beamer. That's a horrible choke job by South Carolina.
Well, I thought they got conservative. You know, you got
kick
that
the field
lead.
Goal. Kick the field
you
goal.
You got that lead on the road. Yeah. Stay. Keep your foot. You have nothing to lose. And when you get conservative, this is what happens. So, yeah, that's what happened. South Carolina had that huge lead. And listen, Marcel Reed threw a pick right before half. They put up 30 at the half, and you're like, right. This is over.
Hey, it looks like it's not official yet, but Pete Thamel has it that Virginia Tech and James Franklin are finalizing his contract. So he's going to go to Blacksburg.
Okay. Can he revitalize that?
Well, only one guy made it work, and that was Frank Beamer. So I know that now with the portal, you could argue as long as people are behind him, but a coach that, you know, he's a tremendous recruiter, but he always seems to have a ceiling in the big games.
All right, we got more to dive into. Some guy talks on the way. Where do we go, Falcon fans, from here? That is the real question. Is firing Raheem Morris now the first thing that should happen? Or does he deserve to get a third year? That's what we're talking about with you as we talk about the state of our franchise here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It is Dukes and Bell. There is so much going on with our football team. We're going to dive in at the Falcon Report, talk about a little bit of the game yesterday, but it's so much bigger than that now when we talk about five losses in a row and where you think this team is and what's going on. More importantly, where do we go? As we've been asking you to call in at 404-726-0929, we'll take plenty of your phone calls. Mike, is firing Raheem Morris right now the first thing that should happen? Because that's what a lot of fans want to happen. They think that is what is going to happen. But is it the best thing right now for this team?
Well, who's going to take over? I mean, and that's the only thing keeping me from kind of joining that chorus, Carl, is Jeff Ulbrich comes in and he's got to run the show. He's doing a better job with our defense. Now, granted, I don't think when you give up 448 yards passing to Bryce Young coming off a 240-yard day to Jonathan Taylor makes you like, you know, oh, he's really killing it on his defensive coordinator. But unless one of your lesser-known assistants was going to take over, I mean, I don't know where to go with this. Now, I know that you saw this coach, I think, make a scapegoat out of Ike Hilliard after we lost 30-0. Fired the special team, our wide receivers coach, who was part of the passing game that was part of his job description. You know, well, a lot of folks and the fans would say Arthur Blank's got to send a signal to the fan base that this is not acceptable. Losing five games in a row, falling down to 2% chance of making the playoffs is not acceptable. And the fans want a sign from ownership that something's going to change. But if it hadn't happened by now, guys, it's not happening. It would have been announced late last night or early this morning. So Raheem Morris, we'll talk to him on Wednesday, and he'll give us more of, I guess, what he's been saying, which is simply getting back to work and focusing on the issues, yada, yada. But, yeah, fans want to change. Fans want a sign that something's happening here, but you're not going to get it.
Okay.
At least I don't think. You think we're going to get anything?
Not right now, no. And I'm not saying that because I don't think that's part of the solution. I'm saying it because I think – as we've gotten to this point in the season, a lot of times owners are just, look, even if they're working behind the scenes to potentially secure some particular coach, Mike, it doesn't mean that the current guy is not already fired. So I don't know if that's the situation. What I will say is if you do it publicly right now, to your point, what good is that? The interest level is where it is right now. You know, the word that keeps popping up for me is apathetic. Right. That's where we are as a fan base right now. And it's a shame. And for those who don't get it, there's no interest. There's no feeling. There's no enthusiasm about this team right now. So when you get that And then on top of that, you fire the coach. It just doesn't help whatsoever from the organizational standpoint. But I do think that as you move forward, you should be talking to people, and they probably will behind the scenes, Mike, and you should be trying to figure out who's going to be running this franchise, whether if it is Terry Fontenot or someone else. As I said, look, if you really want to make monumental change, you go bring back Les Snead, let him run this franchise, and more importantly, let him bring in who the next coach is going to be, and truly be hands-off. And what I mean by that is the people who have been involved in the decisions over the last, I don't know, Mike, 10, 12, 15, 20 years, those folks have to be out of the decision-making process.
Remember, guys, the Rich McKay thing, his name was brought up. I know the Falcons tried to poo-poo it because they realized that Rich really sort of became toxic and is kind of tied to the ineptitude of the last, 8 years now. So they've tried to shelve him. Oh, he's with the soccer team. Well, he was over there in Berlin. I saw him on the field. He's still there. And Rich was just as late as a few years ago, the arbiter, if it was between the coach, Arthur Smith, and Terry Fontenot over a pick. Remember that? We had that conversation.
Correct.
That was on record. You can look it up. So to me, as a fan, I got to have Rich McKay completely out of this process. But I just don't think I don't think Arthur Blank can move ahead as an NFL owner without Rich McKay in his life as a sounding board. Just not going to happen. So that means Rich will have some input. I don't understand. Look, now, yes, you could argue Rich is a great resource, but when you don't do anything for 8 years, you've lost your fastball as the guy giving input to the owner to how you should be running your football team and who should be coaching it. So that's where I stand. I think, as you said, the feeling of futility, that's the word that I'm talking to a lot of Falcon fans walking out of the stadium. By the way, I was going to save this for Guy Talk next segment, but I've never had an easier drive into Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I can't lie to you.
Yeah,
I had some neighbors, my buddy Rob and his son Graham, and they had tickets for the game. They got on StubHub, pretty good seats, in the 100 section for only like $120.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was cheap. Right? So I went Hub Lane to Baker Street to Centennial Olympic. Boom. I was in CNN deck in 5 minutes. That never happens. So, I mean, it's just, and the crowd, if you saw it on television, it wasn't late arriving. It was a non-arriving crowd. The crowd is showing their displeasure.
And Arthur
knows he's got, there's no way he doesn't know. But how is he going to fix it this time? Right? How do you turn it around this time? How do we get to a Super Bowl before this man passes away? Heaven forbid, because he wants to win. He just doesn't know how to win, Carl.
All right, so let's talk to Arthur Smith Arthur Blank for a second, if we can. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. If Mr. Blank was sitting here with us, the first thing I would ask him is, how are you going to build faith back in fans? What are you specifically going to do? Because everybody just thinks hiring a coach, Mike, is going to be how you do that. No, that takes time, and that's winning, and that becomes a process. What are you as the owner going to do? And the reason why I say that, Mike, is some people have suggested, all right, with the way things have been so bad for our team, for this fan base, cut ticket prices. Do something dramatic to get people maybe more interested in the fact of, hey, I want to win you back. I want to make sure that you guys are in tune to what we're doing. I don't know if that's even possible with where we are in the NFL, but that's what I would ask him. What are you going to do to build faith back into the fans, Mike? Because that's a big part of this. And guys, and look, some of you, it's still 50-50, and I'm going to throw this name out, but we know it's not going to happen. But the whole Belichick thing, everybody was not sold on that to begin with. And here was a guy coming in with 6 Super Bowls, right? So it's not just the hiring of the coach. Sometimes the ownership has to do something else to extend a hand, Mike, to the fan base and say, hey, I understand what's going on, and I realize it. Here's what I'm going to do to try to build more faith into the fan base to tell you guys, hey, we're going to get back on the right track. And right. I don't know if that's in their mindset or not. Or maybe he's thought about it, but I just don't know if his hands are tied from the NFL standpoint.
Well, I mean, how did we get to this coach? How did we get to Raheem Morris? Now, I was of the impression that, and they cast a wide net. They talked to everybody from, Vrabel, and Aaron Glenn to more guys that would have been, first-time head coaches. We talked about, Jim Harbaugh at least had an interview. Now, was that you make it feel like it was window dressing? Like they were never intent on bringing Harbaugh.
Well, look, I just feel like when we go through these coaching changes, first of all, think about how secretive it is, right? There's never an announcement that such and such is in town and we're going to spend 2 days with him. He's going to Mr. Blank's boat.
Right.
It's always we've spoken with X. And when you say that, and from people that I talk to around the league, Mike, a lot of times that simply means you're on a Zoom call. Hey, we love what you're doing wherever you are. You're on the list. We'll be in contact. Right. Guess what you've done? You've spoken with
them. Technically, you've by the definition, you've spoken to him. Now, I went back and I looked at it, guys. I want to be accurate on this. They did have a second interview with Mike McDonald, who's now coaching Seattle. They did request a second interview with him. So he did get through the process. He advanced Carl to the quarterfinals, if you will.
Yes.
You know, and then, of course, you know, I was of the impression that if you brought Belichick in addition to I didn't want him. I thought the third act was a no-go for me. I thought unfortunately, all great coaches, at some point, they lose their fastball, and I thought Bill has lost his. And I didn't want his son as a defensive coordinator and all that entailed. You know, there was just too many bad things that happened down the stretch those last few years in New England, regardless of the resume. But the guy I wanted was Harbaugh. They interviewed Harbaugh. I got as far as it went. Everyone of the time, go back and I'm reading some of the articles. The impression is he had his sights set on Los Angeles. He liked the quarterback with the Chargers, you know, and everything else there. So, okay, the only way you could have done that is to throw more money at him if he had made that impression on you. But either way, do you feel that they would have been gun shy about a first-year head coach after the lack of success with Arthur Smith, and that's why McDonald didn't get the job?
Well, I think they had to sell to us that they were getting an experienced coach, which Raheem is, technically. He is an experienced coach who has, you know, years of NFL experience. And we've said this, he is a Super Bowl winning coordinator, for what it's worth. All that stuff matters when you're talking about selling us on a guy who, Mike, may be able to come in here and has done this. The problem is he hadn't done it. He hadn't done it as a head coach. He did it a little while in Tampa, but we all know, and we've said this, and he's even admitted it. You know, he was so young when he took that job, he wasn't going to turn it down. But at the end of the day, you know, it wasn't all his fault that went awry. It was basically the ownership turning the page and saying, we're not paying all these dudes. And more importantly, you know, you destroy the team from internally. I just feel like that was a selling point. And I that's what I'm talking about. When I asked Mr. Blank, what are you doing to build faith back into the fan base? It's got to be more than we're hiring an experienced coach, because we've been there,
right,
done that.
Now, again, I just felt they were a little gun-shy about the first year. That was my two cents worth, and I felt that Rich McKay might have been the overriding force on getting Raheem Morris the job. I said it at the time. I didn't think it was a compelling hire. I wanted Harbaugh. We already discussed the coaches that came through here. But here's where you are. Raheem did not put together a good staff. He had to move on from his defensive coordinator.
Well, that's the bigger
through
point.
The first season, and that's the problem.
That's the
so what
point.
Did he learn? Everybody and their uncle, we talked about this a few weeks ago, was lobbying for Raheem to get this job, from the Tony Dungys and Mike Tomlins and, you know, John Gruden's of the world, said this guy deserves another shot. So what did you do with your big shot? What have you done with it? You know, look, I understand the Kirk Cousins scenario last year was a curveball for almost any veteran coach. You were not going to throw to the rookie because you felt the veteran still gave you the best chance, even though everyone knew he couldn't do it. So, guy just hit me up on the text line. All right, Michael, who'd be your new general manager? I got two names for you, and it's kind of funny. I'd hire a Ferrari. John Ferrari is assistant general manager Howie Roseman with the Eagles. If you want to go the route of a Thomas Dimitroff, the whiz kid for that team, he's in his 30s, is Alex Hallaby. He's also the other assistant general manager. I would steal somebody from the Eagles if I was going to move on from our general manager. And that's how I would build it. I would if there's a business model to take, it's the Eagles. That's the guy I would get. And I would get ahead of the posse and the other guys out there. And that's why I think fans expect some demonstrative action and firing people. So you do make it apparent, Carl, that you are in the arena looking for that next guy to turn this thing around.
I'll say this. I don't not love everything you're saying, but Joe Douglas was with the Eagles, and he went to a horrible organization with the Jets and failed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But I'm just saying, guys, guys always ask me, well, where do you find somebody? I think you go to the most successful, and you –
well,
it's a crapshoot. I agree.
No.
That's where I shoot my shot.
That's not even my point. I agree with you. I'm with you. Let's look at these winning organizations. The point is, if the organization itself is broke –
right.
It doesn't matter if you bring in a guy who understands what it takes. Joe Douglas is highly regarded, Mike. As a matter of fact, he lost his job with the Jets. You know where he's at? He's back with the Eagles.
Right.
He's like a consultant with the Eagles. He goes to the Jets, and it's a disaster. The Jets have been.
Yes, because the Jets are the only team worse than us, historically.
That's all I'm
right
saying.
Now. But that's,
if those processes are still in place, it doesn't matter.
That's why Rich McKay has to go away. Rich McKay cannot be involved in this team anymore. Arthur Blank needs to give autonomy to whoever you hire and let that general manager hire the coach, and let's let that man work. And no meddling.
What do we have coming up in Guy Talk?
All right, man. Did you see that brunette co-ed at the Georgia game on Saturday night?
Stop it.
You know what I'm talking about, boys? Am I the only person who stopped my TV and rewound? Well, I know that's somebody's daughter, but she's trending. We'll talk about it next on Dukes and Bell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Where the players play. Last Saturday night, watching Georgia and Texas, and obviously obligatory Matthew McConaughey sighting. I heard from a couple of folks who ran into him in Athens that he was as cool as he was, and you and I have met him. Just absolutely just nice guy and good dude, always rocking that sort of tan leather sport coat, Carl, that he rocks, and with the hat, the old cowboy hat. It's the same routine every time. And it loves his Longhorns, but said it took a bunch of photos with families and co-eds, and everybody could not have been cooler. Speaking of co-eds, so I'm watching the game, and it's pretty much in hand now, and they're up by a couple of scores. And they are showing the crowd. ABC cuts to a crowd shot. And there's a brunette, and she's kind of got a low-cut top, and let's just say she's rather ample. And
nice word.
And I got to admit, I did, as I saw that, I said, you know, I looked over, my wife's on the couch. I'm like, well, you know what? I'm just hit the pause, rewind on the DVR. I wasn't alone. A female Georgia fan has got the internet buzzing. Mm. She was shown on the ABC ESPN broadcast during the win. Beautiful brunette holding red pom-poms in the stands, cheering the Bulldogs. They found out, now, I don't know the last name, but her first name is Harley. TikTok handle is Harley is Bay, according to the Spun website.
Okay.
She apparently is a freshman at Georgia. She was with some other lovely freshmen, as you come to expect to see at Sanford Stadium on a Saturday night. But needless to say, a lot of folks, I was not alone, call me a dirty old man, you dirty old man, that went and took a look at this.
Dirty old man.
A lot of folks out there, she was trending. And apparently she's getting lots and lots of hits on Instagram. And a couple of guys who reposted her video are also getting lots of hits. A lot of guys saying, just became a huge Georgia Bulldog fan.
Yeah.
Reminding some of former Florida State knockout Jen Sturger, who went on to work for the New York Jets And then later was the victim of a, well, dare I say, a rather personal photo from one Brett Favre via text message.
You could say that. Want to come over?
That's, come on over. I'm over at the hotel. Wear sweats. One person says, you broke Twitter. I'm not complaining. You're famous now, someone else wrote. ESPN, thank you. So, yeah, she's a very attractive young lady. So we'll find out just how far she can bankroll her 15 minutes as the world of social media makes folks into big celebs.
Well,
or at least an opportunity to make some more loot.
There's no doubt. What happened to the Hawk 2 girl? What happened to her?
She's had her 15 minutes. She's kind of...
That's gone?
She
got over?
A podcast, and then she got in trouble for hawking, literally speaking.
items.
Bitcoin or crypto coin.
Yeah, that was it. Items. No, I said items. Bitcoin.
She was stealing?
Somebody got to her to pimp Bitcoin and blew up in her face.
Wow. Okay. Yeah I just wonder. You talk about 15 minutes of fame, right? I was just wondering.
Yep.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. So she's not.
I said it blew up.
She's
in
not
her,
out there. Anymore.
I said it blew up in her face. Are you ignoring me?
No, Carl. I can't
Warren,
go
please,
there.
I'm trying to get Carl to have a punchline moment.
When you did that,
move us past that.
When you did that noise.
All right. Never mind.
Although, some guys. Well, never mind.
Some guys are comparing this young lady to who was it? AJ McCarron's beautiful. Is she still with her? By the way, Catherine, the sexy brunette from former Miss Alabama.
Yes.
Remember Brent Musburger was gushing over?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you, you'd be a quarterback in Alabama. And that mom's not too bad either. Hey, oh.
AJ's mom is one of the coolest people. Right. Yeah, they're still together. As a matter of fact.
Good for him.
He was, at one point, wasn't he with Cincinnati at one point?
Yes,
like
he was.
Backup
he was
or something?
Here in Atlanta and then hurt his knee and then that was the end of
oh,
it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Good pull.
Okay.
Good pull. Hey, man, thoughts and prayers for one quarterback who's beloved in the city where he applied his trade. And we had a chance to, I think you've interviewed him before, too. Talk about Bernie Kosar. He got his new liver today. He had a life-saving liver transplant on Monday. He's been doing a lot of social media pages. He's a larger-than-life character with a larger-than-life appetite. And to see a guy reduced to looking like you do when you need a liver transplant, kind of, a little something in my eye. But he goes, hey, I'm out and I'm feeling good. Post-surgical Bernie Kosar in a video we posted to social media. Ready to enjoy the rest of the week and the rest of our lives. You matter. Giving a shout-out to Browns fans. So that's good to hear.
Yeah, man. And you know, Mike, once you get on that waiting list, there's no guarantee you get one.
Nope.
That's
the
other
there
part.
Isn't. So. All right. But it worked, and that's good news. From one Browns legend to a guy trying to be a Browns quarterback, everybody and their uncle saying that Kevin Stefanski wasn't giving Shedeur Sanders a recipe for success when he came in for relief of Dylan Gabriel, who exited the game with a concussion. Cam Newton, he wants him to fail. It's egregious. Now, obviously, Cam is prone to hyperbole, but a lot of folks also wondering why Shedeur Sanders wasn't out on the field to dap up Lamar Jackson, who was looking for him of the game.
He was looking for him?
And some folks are feeling that, I don't know, can't speak. I have to ask Shedeur about that today in front of the media. Finished with a stat line of 47 yards on 4 of 16 through a pick. No TDs, ran for a few. He did have a chance. It was a first chance at a game-winning drive. But I don't know what your expectations are. I think there have been some which are, a little unrealistic, especially he's not getting all the reps with the first team because that goes to somebody above him. But for what it was worth, a great big nothing for Shedeur Sanders and a chance for some folks they felt to maybe have a little Hollywood finish here.
But yeah. I'm bitter.
Yeah,
I know that.
I just don't think people understand when the season starts, the second or even the third team guy doesn't get the reps. And
right.
When you get thrown into a situation like this, Mike, it is hard. And I'm not making excuses for him. Look, we're going to see what Shedeur Sanders. I told you this way back when. At some point, they got to figure out what they got at quarterback in Cleveland.
Correct.
So whether it's Dylan Gabriel, who's now concussed, maybe he misses next week, and maybe Shedeur gets a chance to take all those reps and we see him next week, they got to let this kid play to see what he's about. But that was a no-win situation for anybody who hadn't seen a snap since training camp with the first team to throw him out there. I just thought it was an unfair situation. But nevertheless, yeah, he what did you think about his press conference? He took a lot of blame. He was like, I can't believe this happened on my watch and all this stuff. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah, it's just the whole thing. It's just so weird. Wherever he's going to go, that was one of the great storylines, obviously, of the draft. You just wonder if it doesn't happen for him in Cleveland. But this was the first chance. And, as they say, you only have one chance to make a first impression. But it wasn't great.
Well, the crowd wanted him, though.
They went
nuts.
Oh, they want him to be the man. Everybody wants him to be the man. I want him to be the man. I got no skin in this game, but just seemed like an inauspicious start for him up there in Cleveland. Hey, man, if you're just getting in your car, this is Guy Talk. We'll get back to your Falcon phone calls. A lot of passion today, a sense of futility. I said to Carl off the air today, when I was walking down the steps, leaving, I sit on the visitor side in 342, it wasn't even anger. It wasn't because, like the Dolphins game, some people leave early and they're screaming or shouting, and we've seen that. People are just so almost resigned to their fate. People are just so down. I mean, it was quiet. You know, there was, you know, the odd, you know, drunken guy screaming, this is boo, blank. But for the most part, people just like head down, man, sick of this crap. You know, feeling, as I said to Carl, if ever there's a sense I'm getting from the Falcons right now, it's just this sense of futility. Like, how are we going to fix this? You know, I mean, is Kirk Cousins going to come to the rescue? He did put the ball in the receiver's hands. Unfortunately, both Kyle Pitts, and we'll talk more about this, and unfortunately, the guy that we trust, Drake London, couldn't come now. Of course, we later found out he was nursing a banged-up knee.
I didn't make the game yesterday. I had a double duty. And
you're doing TV, right?
Yeah, and I just – one of the things, Mike, and I said, guys, keep me up to date. Literally, for the chance, you know, that I got a chance to look at my phone, the one update I got was when Bryce got injured. And guys, you know, I saw that and I said, what happened to Bryce? And then, Mike, I saw that he came back. So I didn't even get a chance to see that until I got home to watch the game and kind of take it all in. But I'll say, you know, when Bryce left the game, right, it was like, okay, you thought maybe, all right, this is going to be the downfall. And then he comes back and then the kid goes off, right? So I don't know what the deal is with the Falcons and Bryce Young, but he loves playing our team. Mm. And then, obviously, you know, the injury's late. The Penix situation, I'm going to give an update on this coming up at 5 o'clock because no surgery has been scheduled yet. So if you're hearing that, slow your roll.
Right.
No surgery has been scheduled yet. So I'm going to give you an update on that, Mike. But one other thing I do want to mention real quick while we're talking NFL, this just came down. The league suspended Ja'Marr Chase for a game for spitting on Steelers defensive back Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, they were going at it. They had to be separated, and they were jawing, and they were pushing and shoving. Both got 15-yard penalties. But then it's clear, it's irrefutable, he spits on him. And that's when Ramsey goes off and goes, Ramsey goes, look, man, I know I don't want to hurt the team, but I'm sorry, this is a blank you don't do, and we all agree.
Yeah.
So shame on Ja'Marr Chase, man. That's pretty pitiful.
Well, Jalen Carter who did that earlier this year? Yes, that's right. It was Jalen Carter.
Yep.
Yeah.
And got the boot right in the beginning of the game for the Eagles, and everybody saw that one. Hey, man, we found out today, ESPN is reporting, by the way, that, it is Virginia Tech finalizing a deal to hire James Franklin. Now, from Penn State to Vaught Tech, Virginia Tech has been, you know, a perennial under Frank Beamer. Ever since Frank stepped away, they've not been good, and nobody's been able to make it work. And it can Franklin. Now, Franklin can sure recruit, and you know the old joke was Frank was the only guy that could get anyone to go up 460 to Blacksburg. And when I was attending Virginia Tech, yes, I did, one of my many schools, they were trying to run him out of town. He inherited near-death penalty because Bill Dooley kind of ran it into the ground at Vaught Tech. But there's only been one Beamer. Can Franklin do it at Vaught Tech?
Well, look, is this a good job? Is it better than the job he had?
And it's not.
Okay. But he can turn it into a good job. And that's the key. Like all these people who say this is a better job, that's a better job. Yes, inherently you go places, whether it's LSU or Florida, and you feel like because they've won before, you can win again. You can go to Virginia Tech in this day and age, Mike, and I don't know what the backing is. What is the backing when you talk about this NIL situation right, and the collectives there and what are they willing to do? But to be honest with you, it's an equal playing field now. What are you going to invest in? Can he identify the talent he needs? Can he get a quarterback that he needs? I mean, hell, he had Drew Allard. Now, Allard got hurt at Penn State, but it feels like, okay, he knows how to do that. I think he could turn this into a good job. I just don't know if he will.
Justin Fuente, Brent Pree, interim coaches in between, and now James Franklin taking over with Virginia Tech. Real quick, a lot of coaches getting those extensions. We talked about the amazing comeback after the listless, lifeless, flaccid first half of the Aggies at Kyle Field. That was painful to watch, and I had no skin in that game other than we like Shane Beamer, and I feel bad for Coach because now South Carolina is no longer bowl eligible. That was their seventh loss, and that was just an unbelievably, as you said, probably too conservative. Maybe they should have kicked the field goal late. I don't know. Either way, they blow it. After Mike Elko, the announcement earlier on College Game Day was he was going to get the big contract extension so he doesn't get pulled away from College Station. Meanwhile, people are saying, hey, if you're going to stay at Ole Miss Lane, isn't it time for us to announce the big contract extension for Lane Kiffin? It hasn't happened, and some people are saying that as great as Lane is at Ole Miss, he's still got an ego as big as the great outdoors, and he is going to play the field, and he is going to take it for all it's worth. And if you're an Ole Miss fan, you're not going to get any kind of announcement anytime soon. Is he doing a disservice now because Lane's going to be in play? He's basically saying he's going to be in play for all those big jobs that are out there.
Their athletic director came out in October and said it was going to, after Kirk Cignetti signed his deal, he said it's going to take that kind of deal. So we're talking about 10 to 12 per, probably 10-year kind of extension, Mike, to do what they want to do to keep Lane Kiffin. I just don't know if it's going to be enough. And Lane said this after the game, and it kind of ticked everybody off. He was like, I love what we're doing here. Well, then commit.
Right. But step up to the plate.
But he hasn't. And so, yeah, he's going to play the field. And many of you would say, well, wouldn't you do that? Well, only if you're interested in leaving. If you love what you're doing and you love the place, and he's got full autonomy up there, guys, to do whatever the hell he wants at Ole Miss. They're giving him the keys to everything. Commit.
And that's it. And that's where folks are saying, look, if you're going to back up everything you've been saying, then it's pretty simple. And then you'll have a bunch of guys that, you know, let's be honest, all the big dogs are getting locked up.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, now you got these really big jobs. Florida, LSU, Kiffin to LSU. I mean, that'll be something. That will be as toxic as, remember when Tuberville jumped from Ole Miss to Auburn, or Houston Nutt was jumping back and forth? But that will be something. But to me, just Lane Kiffin to LSU makes perfect sense.
It'll be crazy. I'll tell you what, their offense will be good again.
Yes. Oh, by the way, and how about, we didn't get to this last week, there was so much with the Falcons. How about a chicken blank move by Brian Kelly trying to sue LSU after that big damning piece comes out in The Athletic and in ESPN, basically saying he was an absentee landlord his last 2 years as head coach. So trying to get them for the firing him, feeling it was a wrongful dismissal.
They didn't fire him, in his opinion, or his attorneys, with calls.
Right.
That's what he's trying to get them to say or do, and he wants his full $54 million. Hey, man, coming up, the latest on Michael Penix and this knee injury. We had problems. We have more problems. Also, the injury to Drake and what that means as we move forward. And Falcon fans, can we have a real discussion about, is there a way out? And I'm not just talking about next week against the Saints.
A way out of my PSL?
That too, if you want. It's Dukes and Bell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.